You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations has reiterated the call from the World Health Organization for countries to work together to defeat COVID-19. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a coordinated approach is needed, not only to tackle the health impacts of the pandemic, but to respond to its political, economic, and social fallout.
What we need is to make countries understand that acting in isolation, they are creating a situation that is getting out of control. We had waves that started in China, moved to Europe, moved to North America, now went to South America, to Africa, to India. Some people say that second waves can come at any moment. And there is a total lack of coordination among countries in the response to the COVID.
His criticism comes as the United States' top infectious disease expert warns that the next few weeks will be critical in the fight against a surge of cases in the southern and western parts of the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says while the situation is improving in some areas of the US, he's greatly concerned by rising community spread in Florida, Texas, and Arizona.
If you look at how we've been hit badly. I mean, anybody who looks at the numbers, we've had now over 120,000 deaths and we've had 2.5 million infections. So it's a serious situation. In some respects, we've done very well. Right now, for example, the New York metropolitan area, which has been hit extraordinarily hard, has done very well in bringing the cases down and using the guidelines that we have very carefully put together in a stepwise fashion to try and carefully reopen their city and their state. However, in other areas of the country, we're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections.
Elsewhere in the Americas, a Brazilian federal judge has ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a mask when out in public in the capital or be fined. The far-right president has been criticised for downplaying the risk posed by COVID-19, despite the country's caseload and death toll being the second highest in the world. But Judge Renato Borelli says Mr. Bolsonaro isn't above the laws of the federal district and will be fined around $560 for each day that he refuses to comply with the order. In Europe, a West German district has become the first region in the country to reintroduce a lockdown after restrictions were gradually lifted almost 2 months ago. The move to reimpose restrictions on the movement of the 360,000 residents of Gütersloh County comes after at least 1,000 workers at a meat processing plant in the area contracted COVID-19. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has cautioned people to act responsibly when coronavirus restrictions ease in England next month. Museums, pubs, restaurants and hotels are among the venues allowed to reopen from the 4th of July, provided they're COVID secure. Social distancing rules will also be relaxed, with people advised to stay at least 1 metre apart instead of 2, as long as they take other measures to reduce transmission of the virus, such as wearing a mask in an enclosed space. Mr. Johnson says while the government is working to find a way to allow other high-risk activities to resume, like playing cricket and visiting the theatre, lockdown measures might need to be reintroduced if a second spike in cases emerges.
I think people need to go out. I think people need to enjoy themselves and rediscover things that they haven't been able to do for a long time. And I want to see bustle, I want to see activity, but let's be absolutely clear that I also want to see everybody being careful, staying alert, and following the guidance.
In a hit to the tennis world, Novak Djokovic has become the fourth high-profile player from his unsanctioned tour of the Balkans to test positive to COVID-19. Grigor Dimitrov, Borna Djoric, and Viktor Troicki previously tested positive after playing in the competition in Serbia and Croatia. Djokovic has apologised to those who contracted coronavirus at the event, saying the organisers believe the tournament met all health protocols. But former men's world number one Andy Murray says given the risk, the competition shouldn't have gone ahead at all.
The only positive that can come from something like this is that we make sure that up until it's safe to do so, you know, we have these measures in place like social distancing and having no fans and things at the events to you know, to limit the risk, basically, or reduce the risk as much as possible.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.